ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Walking on sunshine. It's still dark here in L.A. And it's the Stephanie Miller Show with 100% less Stephanie this morning.
Yeah, we have no idea where she is.
Okay, then. It's the boys in the treehouse.
Yeah. I just tried calling her and there got a garbled. So I don't know where she is, what she's doing.
Okay.
This will be fun.
Yay.
Because I haven't prepared for this.
No one expects a Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. So.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Well, what were you doing? Are you okay?
Listen, I have had a weekend.
She's dressed like a cat burglar. She must have been robbing people's houses.
What happened? Am I late?
I just tried calling you, and all I got was... So I have no idea what you said.
I said, I'm almost there. You're slowing me down.
Okay.
Wow. I have to take 30 seconds to answer the phone until...
Well, then just don't answer the phone.
We use a Bluetooth.
We had the best right-wing conspiracy plot ever for a sexy liberal in Philadelphia
Saturday night. What happened?
There was a this theater had to be evacuated because of smoke.
Sure.
At 7:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nicely done, right-wing bastards.
Well played.
Nicely played. Yeah, we have no idea, but we're just going to go with
it
the same.
The Joker.
Could have been.
Yeah.
We're
going to
go with the same right-wing conspiracy that we've, you know, hacked our Twitter, our Facebook, you know, the scalper sites.
Wait a minute, Batman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And guess what? A good time was still had by all in Philadelphia.
Yay.
It was literally, we're backstage and we get that, and you always think, oh, it's just a test. Why are they doing a test now? That's weird. They're like, everybody out.
This is a test of the right-wing conspiracy system.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently it worked. It's a right-wing emergency warning. Oh, look.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my show prep. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday
after a sexy liberal.
Usually hand that to you when you walk in, but you didn't walk in until the show.
Well, here's the thing. I don't sleep, as you know, ever.
Right.
But during a sexy liberal, when I have to travel, I don't sleep at all. So I didn't sleep Friday or Saturday. And then last night, I didn't sleep until about a half an hour ago. Fell asleep about a half an hour ago.
Great.
What's the problem?
What?
What's the problem?
What isn't the problem?
Adrenaline.
Okay. All right.
That's why I love Roland, our sexy tour director. Only person in the world that could possibly be higher strung than I am.
Yes.
He
must
have
been on the ceiling like a cartoon cat.
That's where we have our conversation. Oh, it was. Roland's eyes looked like, seriously, his eyes looked like, you know, Roger Rabbit eyes or something. He just, he was on the phone in 2 seconds to our insurance agent. What happens, hypothetically, if
the place burns down.
Show is not able to go on and we have a sold out audience? Ay vey. All right. Anyway.
So someone must have said,
we love you, Philly.
Adrian! Mm-hmm. At some point.
Yes.
Well, over the weekend.
Did they?
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
You know what a geek I am. Of course I ran the steps. Of course I ran the rocky steps and did the Yo Adrian.
Did you drink raw eggs?
I did not do that. However, as you know, I'm the number one female Burgess Meredith impressionist in the country.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm. In a manager rock. What's the famous one? I always forget it.
Oh.
You're going to eat lightning and crap thunder. What the hell does that mean?
What does that mean? I have no idea.
Is that a sports thing? Speaking of which, go Giants! Okay! Hooray! No, I don't. I know, we have a station in Boston, so
yeah.
I shouldn't say.
Yeah,
I
know.
Sucky Giants, stupids. It was fun. I watched the whole game.
But a little secret between us,
yeah.
they don't carry our first hour, so they're not hearing
us.
Oh,
well, in that case.
Yay, Giants! Yay, go Eli Manning! Woo!
No, it's like, I really don't give a crap about either team, so I'm like, go Madonna.
I know, I thought Madonna was great, right?
Yeah, that was a spectacular
show. She almost fell off the
risers
at one point.
I said that to Lisa, I was like, wow, she's older than I am. I know, that's like me at Sexy Liberal crawling over speakers and
stuff.
She's
slowing down a little bit.
She shouldn't be wearing those heels at her.
I thought, is that part of the choreography? I was like, oh no, she's
that must be the boots she's wearing, because they were up to her mid-thigh.
That's how I feel when I like jump back on the stage and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? My hips are 50.
And she was about 7 feet tall in those heels, so
I know.
It's probably unwise to wear
I thought
those
I was the only one that caught that. Yeah. I'm like, that's an old age totter.
Yeah.
I do it every time at 60 Liberal. And it was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there was a little bit of controversy. Did you see that?
Oh, because of the...
MIA flipped off the camera.
Right. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
I don't know.
She's supposed to do the, you know, the gun thing with her hand.
Yeah.
But she,
you know, like people do, hey, did I see you at a party in Santa Barbara?
Yeah. That. But it was really weird because MIA is a
Why did she do that?
I have no... Well, she's really political. She's a rabble-rouser, and it was really disconcerting to see her in a cheerleading outfit. That's just not what she does.
Yeah.
And so I think she just wanted to get, you know, an in-your-face political thing out there, and she flipped off the camera.
Yeah, that's kind of incoherent.
So what you're saying is this is bananas. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. She should put her pom-poms down. She's getting everybody all riled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's had rap songs with machine guns in it and all that, and it was just really disconcerting to see her.
My favorite was Like a Prayer. But here's what I love, because, you know, there was so much go-go America, rah-rah, you know.
Yeah.
In the beginning, which is awesome. And then at the very end, world peace. You could tell some people were like, what?
What?
What? Huh? What?
Kick ass.
I thought
peace.
America, yeah, means war, doesn't it?
Blow stuff up.
Peace. What?
What?
I don't, all right. Does that? I don't get it.
Wait.
Exactly. A good message as in the midst of men pounding the bejesus out of each other.
Right.
How do they do that? Seriously. Lisa and I were the whole show like, I don't. How do you get hit that many? How do you get hit by a 300-pound man running as fast as he can and keep getting
get
up?
They get paid a lot of money.
They're all, they're all roided up, right? I mean, I'm just saying. How do you? That's like...
Well, there's one guy.
Eli Manning, like there was a story about how many times he gets blindsided, like from behind. And it's just like
That's why they wear helmets.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one guy, I forget his name. I don't know anyone is, but he had like a torn posterior cruciate ligament or something.
Oh, right, and just wrapped it up.
Yeah, ice it down, mark it off.
Just
no,
run it off.
No, you're going to the hospital.
Just run it off.
Walk
it they
off.
Show the big bandage thing.
Yeah.
No, but that is your motivation. You go, you know, how do they do that? Oh, several million dollars.
Yeah. Lots and lots of money.
And lots of drugs.
I would agree to have a 300-pound man tackle me. However, I would never get up again.
Yeah. Now, Eli Manning's not the one that's married to Giselle Bundchen. That's Tom Brady.
Okay.
Who can say? Oh, right. Okay. Right. He's the other quarterback.
Yeah.
You can tell we watch football once a year.
Exactly. Yeah,
suddenly
exactly.
People tuned in. I think it's the sports station this morning, except that we're all just like stumbling.
What? Is that a rule? Really? I had no idea. Wow.
Although
Jim's like that one guy. I don't know which one. The one with the helmet? Okay.
Yeah, that's
right. Although I did like the fat puppy ad for VW. You know, the puppy that couldn't get out the doggy door?
Oh,
because he wanted to chase the VW, and so he got on the treadmill and lost.
Oh, yes, I love that one.
That was cute.
Okay, yes, I did see that one. I was trying to think about. Now I see that's the other thing is I'm what's the word? Old like Madonna.
Yeah.
So I can't remember. I like see an ad, and then I can't remember.
There was an ad that I auditioned for, but didn't get.
Which one?
The one with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh,
oh that was funny.
Jerry Seinfeld's looking weird.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I think he's.
I love that Leno.
Yeah. Who are these people?
How about a squirrel outfit and rocket skates? Ladies and gentlemen. I can't think. There was another one with the dogs, right? And I can't remember what it is now.
Oh, they were doing the Imperial theme. Yeah, the
bum,
Imperial
bum,
March.
Bum, 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 bum,
oh,
bum,
they were barking
bum,
it.
Yeah,
bum,
yeah,
bum,
okay.
Bum, 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 bum,
all right.
Bum, bum.
Adam in Minneapolis on the Super Bowl. Hi, Adam.
How you doing, guys?
That's good.
Hey, happy Monday to you guys.
Thank you.
Something that I caught on Keith Olbermann's Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Another reason why it's a good day that the Giants won, El Windbag Rush Limbaugh caught on camera in the Patriots owner box.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And there's a picture of him picking his nose.
Oh, I just think I'm going to buy it. Oh, God.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, honey. Wow, that ruined the whole sexual fantasy for me because otherwise he's so hot. Now I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah. And Steven Tyler was in the box, too. And like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a little hard to look at, too.
That's
I'm just saying.
He's a good-looking chick, you know what I'm saying?
Well.
For a man, he's, I don't know. It is. It's a little
dude looks like an old lady.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my point, exactly. And, of course, the other big story of the weekend, the Mintmentum, continues, to which I have only one thing to say, and that is, Newt, all the
Newt,
way to Tampa.
No. Newt looked really, really dejected when he was giving his whatever speech.
Frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a whatever speech. It wasn't even a concession.
No,
it
was like,
screw him.
We're going to go on to Super Tuesday and win. I'm like, yeah.
could be a turnaround.
Well, the president's making it worse, my friends. By which I mean better.
Yeah.
Darn it.
That's hilarious, having them explain why it's bad news.
Yeah.
The jobs numbers and why it's not really Obama's, yeah. Yeah, Romney explaining that it's not really him, my friends. Not a,
We could be doing better.
Oh, by the way, did you see he fired the debate, his Michelle Bachmann's debate coach that he just hired for Florida?
Why? He's
because he likes to fire people.
Oh.
Because the guy, there's a big, knitting circle frenzy now because he was getting too much credit.
Oh, really?
And I've said before, what he really needs is Michelle Bachmann's stylist,
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really? With those mom jeans? Seriously? No real man creases their jeans. Man up!
I'm super! Thanks for asking.
You can't iron your jeans. Okay. I'm just saying.
You don't say. There are egos involved in politics? Really?
You don't say. Really, now. All right. So,
Mitt Romney is a barbarian who needs to be disciplined. Shown out of dress. My God.
Oh, my God. So, speaking of other... The other gay issues over the weekend. Did you see, the Million Moms? The Million Moms are at it again. From the Family Research Council.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Perkins.
No, mother, blood, no! Norman, get out of the shower! Give somebody else a chance!
No, see, that time I told you first that it's a guy from the, not the other. Okay, anyway, my point is, he's like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
He just does it. He's like a dog in Skechers. My point, there was an ad with a dog in Skechers, wasn't there? I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
Sneakers, yeah, there was.
Was
someone
there?
Will help me. Anyway, they were, you remember they were the ones that protested Sweaty Balls ice cream?
We called them. That's right.
We called them and left a message.
Yeah, they didn't call us back.
And they wanted JCPenney to fire Ellen for having the homo gay on her. And JCPenney said no. Ha ha. Ha ha.
I suspect the Million Moms are really about maybe 150 moms.
You think?
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. So you don't like lesbians or sweaty balls? What do you like?
Wow. They don't like anything.
I mean, isn't there something in there for you gals? I mean, besides, what do millions of moms wear? They wear mom jeans. Where do you get those? JCPenney.
Huh.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they were the ones that thought they won. The Million Moms were the one that pressured Susan Coleman. Ha ha, part two.
Yeah.
Ha ha, ha ha. JCPenney not firing Ellen.
Although, I think Coleman has completely... damaged their brand because the right isn't going to trust him anymore and the left isn't going to trust him anymore.
Oh, and we'll tell you who was behind that, by the way. We'll tell you who was behind that when we come back. All right, 18 minutes after the hour. Hey, not bad for just showing up. Completely unprepared, right?
Yeah, you did a whole segment without even reading anything.
Yeah, listen. This ain't my first time at the rodeo, my friends. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Ha! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 24 minutes after the hour. The Rude Pundit, who is live with us in Philly and delightful, joins us in just a few minutes. 1-800, he's a sex magnet in person. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Lawrence and Joy Z. Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, I was at the show in Philly. It was so cool.
Aw, thank
you. What nobody tells you is that Hal Sparks is so much funnier in person than he is. I mean, he's great on the radio, but he's even cooler in person because he's such a great physical comedian.
He is. I've said that over and over. He is one of the best physical comedian in the country. That, how about that dinosaur bit?
Yeah, that was really part of the highlight of the show for me. Yeah.
Yep.
But, what I want to talk about was the whole smoke thing. I didn't smell any smoke at all. I think the whole thing was just a right-wing plot that somebody called in. I've been in a similar situation. Back in the 60s, somebody did a film about the McCarthy hearings, and this was shown in New Jersey in a place where there was a lot of focus of the Army McCarthy hearings. So there was this whole auditorium full of movie theater full of people who were the liberals and lefties, and somebody calls in a bomb, a false bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
How do you know decency at
Lawrence,
long last?
It is interesting too. I mean, as you know, I'm not really a conspiratorial person, but it's just when there's been so many things like this in a row, and the fact that they know some of the proceeds were going to Planned Parenthood, and know what I mean. I think that was obviously an emotional issue.
Crazy conspiracy theorist. That never happens.
I just wish you brought Lisa with you because I wanted to see you rob the cradle of liberty.
Yes. Thank you, Lawrence. Sorry, she can't make every trip, but I have daycare. Now, listen.
Oh.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It'd be different if we hadn't had, you know, let's review, right? We've had someone trying to bribe our tour director to stop booking the tour.
Right.
We've had conservative, we've had some theaters in some cities refuse to take the show.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, they have conservative boards. They hacked our Twitter, our Facebook. Remember in L.A., Google Maps?
Yep.
Somebody hacked it to show that our theater was closed permanently.
It was Lee Harvey Oswald from the Book Depository. It's always Oswald from the Book Depository. There are no conspiracies ever of any kind.
This is probably a relative of Oswald.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if it, you know, it happens to be liberal in the title, and you go, "Smoke, really? A half an hour before the show? Really? We have to evacuate?"
Oof.
Yeah. That was something. Okay. Pamela in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Luke.
Hey.
Two things. First of all, I would like to be the official behind the line Stephanie Miller in bed at Liberty University.
Ooh, yeah.
I have a mole.
We have listeners at Liberty University?
It is my personal coup to donate to or to get my membership to Stephanie Miller using my refund from school. So
wow.
I totally love it. I like to think that it puts a little bit of mold on Jerry Falwell.
Pamela, I have some blood relative moles. My sister and brother-in-law live in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I would also like to tell you that because C-SPAN is my porn,
You're a big geek.
I videoed this State of the Union and watched it again last night. And I think the only thing that would have made it better is if he had just at the end, like, dropped the mic and just, like, walked off. I'm done. Like,
just,
he slayed it. And I'm so
I know.
Proud of him.
I know. You know what, Pamela? It's possible that you are, in fact, a bigger geek than me, that you rewatched the State of the Union on Super Bowl Sunday. I think that makes you even a bigger political geek than me.
I mean, my daughter knows more about football than I do, and she said because the Steelers weren't playing, she had no reason to watch it. So I was like, awesome, and I got to watch it again. So.
Awesome. Yeah. I know. He was awesome. All right. Thank you, honey. By the way, 50% of Americans, new ABC News poll, say President Obama deserves re-election.
Yep.
Better than Clinton at the start of his re-election year. And as good as George W. Bush a month before he won a second term. He now leads. Well, you know what I'm saying. And on this show, you know, I already put the quotes on that word. One. Anyway, he leads Romney in a 51-45% the first time either has cracked 50%.
Yep.
By the way, so the Nevada thing, Romney actually got less than he got last time in Nevada. I mean, the storyline is just like, ooh, momentum and wow. It's still, it means... A lot of people do not want to eat the Mitt kibble.
And you can't have Mitt Mentum when you have turnout that low.
That's the other story.
Mitt Mentum just doesn't exist with turnout that low.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's what I mean. It's just, plus you go, you know, it's one of those things that it's expected. There's like obviously a huge Mormon population. He won last time. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I think it's like the media looking for excitement in a story like, oh, look, Mitt won Nevada. It's like, yes.
Yeah,
and
that was so... To be expected.
It's like improv. Yes, and? So what's tomorrow now is Colorado.
Missouri and Minnesota.
Yeah, and I think the headlines are Colorado rocky for Republicans this year or whatever. Something that makes my heart happy. But Romney may have a harder time Colorado. So anyway, all of that as we continue. Rude Pundit, the star of stage, screen, and the radio, as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Please keep your voices down.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm a little hungover.
Oh, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Partake in Philly. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Boy, if you think he's rude on the radio, wait till you see him live in person and after he's drunk after the show. Yikes.
Sleep up at the Rude Pundit. Pundit.
You are so pretty in person. Hi, Rude Pundit.
You know, I, you know what? I put on product in my hair just for you.
He received like a rock star. His rudeness in Philly Saturday night, ripping it up. Great to see you, sweetness. Thanks for doing that for us.
It was a blast. It was a blast. It was a blast of a show, and it was a blast being outside with everybody in the cold before it began.
Sure. Roland, the high-strung Roland. dealing with a lot of people bitching about being out in the cold. I mean, we were saying before the break, I mean, I'm not conspiratorially normally, but, you know, you have to wonder, this Planned Parenthood thing was a very emotional issue. And, you know, we got a lot of publicity that we were giving some of the proceeds mm-hmm. to Planned Parenthood, which is the first time we made someone back down before we actually gave the money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just the threat of sexy liberal. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah, who knows? I didn't smell any smoke. Did you?
No, I didn't either. And I thought you were just, if it were a few months ago, I'd have said you were just setting up for, you know, an entrance with hunky firefighters as your beard this time.
I should have thought of that. I should have. Yeah, it's like, oh, Stephanie, it's another skit. Here come the hot firemen. But, you know, you wrote a great thing about the Planned Parenthood thing. You say even if you are viscerally anti-choice, wanting to defund Planned Parenthood for performing abortions is like wanting to defund the entire military because of waterboarding. And it's ultimately obviously self-defeating if your goal is to reduce the number of abortions and you want Planned Parenthood operational and fully funded because Planned Parenthood has prevented more abortions than any every anti-choice group ever. And that's the crux of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say every anti-choice group ever in the history of anti-choice groups. You have something that is demonstrably a good, an organization that is demonstrably pro-life, and you're just going to demonize it for one of their activities, and try to get it shut down. It was the most encouraging thing I've seen in a long time was the outcry about the Komen funding.
Well, you know, that's what we always say, you know, as we've gone around the country. I mean, to me, I just think it's part of the movement, the sexy liberal thing. It's certainly not me, because clearly I'm marginally talented. My point is that I think people, when we started in Madison, it's that feeling powerlessness that then becomes, like, look at what they're doing in Wisconsin. Look at what happened with Planned Parenthood. When people look at the Occupy movements that you've been covering so well, right? Like, when people start to feel like, oh, we're not entirely powerless, right?
Well, and you know, the thing that I got from the show was that people want to go to church, and they want to go to church and hear the preaching, and even if they know the message, even if it's the choir wants to go to church and feel good and feel like they're part of something.
That's what Hal always opens. He's like, "Welcome to the preaching to the choir event."
Yeah.
But it's like you don't want to think you're crazy. That you're like, is it us or are these people crazy that are, you know, when you watch the Republican debates or whatever, right? I mean,
yeah, and you feel like, especially since all we're getting is Republican perspectives, and the Republican perspective is presented so often as the mainstream perspective, you forget that you are actually part of a group of millions and millions of people in this country as a liberal, and it's good to have that hug, like I talked about there.
Yeah, we were feeling empowered. We all got naked and laid in a pile of brotherly love, and then we really needed Planned Parenthood on Saturday night. So, ironically, it was good that we had.
Stop it.
Given some
yes, but the now, things you can do with your toes are amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Totally. Even that hammer toe, right?
Yeah, see, that's
okay.
The best part.
That can get you into some corners.
Into some nooks.
Yeah.
And even an occasional cranny. So I love your post.
I kept waiting for your joke about the crack in the Liberty Bell when you were taking a photo of down your pants.
See, that's the way Rude's mind works.
Yes.
Yes.
I went with Who Wants to Ring Mama's Liberty Bell. I didn't go with the crack.
Yes, I'm sorry. I
want to be the crack in your Liberty Bell. Okay, anyway, Rude, things Mitt Romney said that make him sound like the that he is. I love, because you pick up stuff that I hadn't heard elsewhere. When he said, we balance the budget every single year, and you write, yeah, see, Romney was required to do that by the Massachusetts State Constitution. It'd be much like proudly proclaiming, and I never murdered anyone, which is also against the law in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, and it was in there from the beginning of the Massachusetts Constitution in 1780. They've amended it since then, but the amendment didn't take out the responsibility that you need to offer how you're going to pay for everything that, or how you're going to balance the budget in there. And then that's great because there's this whole other document that's about what balance really means, and it's all of these fiscal contortions that are just you sit there and go, wow, this is what accountants do.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then you say this campaign is, when he said this campaign is more than about replacing a president, it's about saving the soul of America. As you point out, coming from a man whose religion baptizes dead Holocaust victims into their faith, that's pretty creepy. Yeah, just a skosh, right?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing is, like, they can save our souls without us even trying, you know. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mitt. Mormons save our souls. Bless us all.
Yep, yep. And I, you're the only honest pundit out there. You actually write. The Rude Pundit's taking a break from talking about them, Newt and Mitt, unless they do something interesting like shoot up a daycare or gut Ron Paul and wear his skin like a robe. They simply don't matter. Romney's going to win the nomination. He's going to lose to Obama badly, period. What the Republican candidates believe and what they promise and what it means that they're fighting and all of it is fake. Sorry, I have to get them.
Ann Coulter was right about something.
From a disgraced media that needs a storyline better than Jesus. These dangerous bastards who would drag the nation back to the Stone Age, and we can't pretend their ideas have any validity. I mean, it's true. That's what drives you crazy about the mainstream media, right?
Yeah, it's this entire story. I mean, they're sitting there. It's like they're prostitutes, like telling, you know, Newt Gingrich, oh, Newt, please, you know, spray your ideas on us. And, you know, watching him in this prolonged act of public masturbation. It's just ridiculous. We're sitting there and being asked to take this seriously. And they're saying things that are completely out of the mainstream of anybody's thought. And we were just talking about that liberals feel isolated. How can conservatives even, or Republicans even, look at this and go, oh yeah, they speak for me, when the things they're saying are often factually untrue?
Yeah, well, as Jim's Wolf Blitzer always says, both sides have a point, we'll have to leave it there. What? No! Right wing is insane!
Right, and so I think I cracked back during the primary last week. Which one was it? I you know what?
Who can
tell?
Who can tell?
Who cares? It's
right.
Another one Romney won.
Right.
And I just cracked, and I thought, listening to Romney, I thought, I can't take this anymore. None of this matters. This is just hype and BS, and it's just, right now, it just seems to me a waste of time, not a chance to actually exchange ideas about the direction of the country.
That's why maybe the best piece that will be written about this campaign in 2012 is your piece, Newt Gingrich Wanks Himself Through the Campaign. say the campaign of Newt Gingrich will go down as the most sustained public masturbation ever seen. It's true. And I love you. You perfectly described Mitt Romney's campaign. His campaign is some kind of social political demonstration of just how much money a thoroughly unlikable person needs to spend in order to get a nomination. But Newt Gingrich, though, you say every time he speaks, every idea he utters, it's about the greater glorification of Newt first. If anyone else happens to benefit, that's just collateral effect. So in the last couple of weeks, Gingrich has been whipping out his and just everywhere, every chance he can. And that's pretty much what it is, right?
That's it. Oh, I think, man, a moon base. Yes, a moon base. Oh, God, I would just love a moon base. Yeah.
You know, did you happen to read Maureen Dowd's piece this week?
Which one?
It kind of echoes. It's Callista, that she's, you know, she's like Nancy Reagan to the 10th power. You know what I mean? Like, she was saying that, you know, Michelle Obama's the, like, you know, you're not a messiah, pick up your socks. And, you know, but Callista's like, we will have your socks bronze, Newt.
So she's an enabler.
She enables his grandiosity, I think.
Yes. Well, you know, when you've been with a man since you were on the Washington staff when she was in her 20s with Newt, didn't she?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's thoroughly brainwashed.
Yeah.
How much you bet she's going to leave him if he doesn't become president?
Oh, God, that'll be a thing of beauty.
I would like her to leave him for somebody who has the potential to be president. So Chris Christie better. Chris Christie's wife.
Well, as only you can, you close this little piece by saying, you can look on in horror and say, dude, stop it. Your is all raw and chafed and your have to hurt. And Gingrich won't care. He knows he's got one more in there somewhere. Meanwhile, in the media, like teenagers with cell phone cameras filming a hobo with his pants around his ankles off on the subway. Wants to keep the show going all the way to the convention as Gingrich is threatened. And it doesn't matter if he takes down the entire Republican Party with him. Newt demands you watch him as he keeps on masturbating. The eyes and the cheers keep him going until he again.
Oh, wow.
At least we know how Callista keeps her hair so stiff.
There's something about nudie.
That's how you get a hair helmet that hard.
It is. It's a special kind of shellac.
Yeah, you can't top that. We got to go now. I love you, Ruth Pundit.
Bye.
Hope to see you again live. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, there is something about Callista. That's why her eyes are so wide, because it's always coming. You know, it's, whoa! It's like she has to keep her eye open for whatever's going to happen next.
Okay.
Okay. 44
And they call him the Rude Pundit. Why?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What? 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Stephanie Miller.
Time. You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't touch this.
No. Mm-mm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Break it down. 49 minutes after the hour. Well, what? 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Okay, two girls watching the Super Bowl. Every time someone scored, Lisa and I went, well, what? Hell yeah. Hell to the yeah. Yeah, it was really a couple of lame-ass white girls watching football.
I'm really sorry I said those words to you.
Well, what?
Can I get a what? Because
oh, you would have been even, like, Saturday night, Betty did their famous version of Windy, but they changed the words to Steffi.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, hey, Steffi, and then I did, well, what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well, what? Thank you, Philly. We love you. Can I just tell you, I love how much I love Philly. You know, that was the one I was nervous about because we've never had a station. There's never been a progressive station in Philly.
Right.
So we've never been on there, even on the weekends. Right. And sold out. We love you, Philly. I'm telling you, because these Facebook pages are popping up all over the country. I think that was like the number one area of demand for the show. It's just, it's heartwarming. It really is. I French kiss almost everyone in that theater, I just want to say.
Did you have some Scrapple?
No, I did not.
Did I eat crap?
Philly is famous for
No, but scrapple. I ate lightning and I crapped thunder.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Right. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Despite the fire alarm that had to evacuate the theater, this is a new one for us.
Did they evacuate everybody before they were able to pick up their coats? Is that why everybody was shivering out in the cold?
Well, yeah, because it was, I don't know, it was about 7, I know we were backstage. It was like...
Right.
Sometime, I think, between 7:30 and 8 when the show was supposed to start. And it was, you know, so I think whatever people were in the theater, they had to evacuate out. All of us had to get out. Everybody had to get out. Yeah, I was, and so you know me, I'm a little last minute, so I'm at some Italian place scribbling the last of my act. Just like, furiously writing in the cold. Oh, boy. All right. Because it's, you know, the show the right wing doesn't want to see.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is taking the country by storm, packing theaters across the nation. And conservatives are losing their minds.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
Yeah.
John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and radio goddess Stephanie Miller are touring America. And the Republicans are so afraid of the truth that they want to shut them down.
I say... shut it down.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Don't let that happen. Bring the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show to your area. Contact your favorite venue and demand it. Tell your friends. Make a Facebook page. Tag at Sexy Liberal on Twitter. And be sure to like Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Let it be known that we all want the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show because... it's the show conservatives don't want you to see.
Come on.
Yay! All right. By the by, and Roland said we had another amazing Friday. You know, the March 3rd show, and it's going to be the Super Bowl of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the March 3rd show right before Super Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going insane. You need to get tickets quickly. Albuquerque also nearing sellout. That's March 31st. And February 25th, Phoenix is already sold out, and I've been told not to mention it. Oops,
well, then don't mention it.
No, the theaters feel bad. Like, you know, there in Madison places were already sold out because they said your fans are so nice. And they, you know, and there's like a waiting list of a zillion names long. And I feel bad. Anyway, but thank you. So
so I guess you'll have to do 4 shows every weekend.
No.
Computer says no.
No.
Not going to happen.
No, not going to do it. Wow, not everyone likes me. What a shock. So, who wrote to me? Oh, have you heard of a website, Toughen Up America?
No.
Stephanie, we would like you to know you've made the official and world-famous Toughen Up America week list. Go and check out the
your
list at toughenupamerica.com. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on
you're
being...
you're many things, but you're not weak.
For you!
What?
Congratulations on being officially certified as a truly weak person. Congratulations on being a very weak person. God bless America. Love Toughen Up America. P.S. Stephanie, you're very pretty, though. Oh!
Based on that
makes
what?
Yeah, what were their criteria?
Oh, I think because I took offense to the way Jan Brewer treated the president. I thought that was...
Wagged
yes.
the finger in his face.
Yeah.
Like he was the help.
It looked like a scene from The Help, didn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen to me, boy. You know what I mean? That's what it looked like.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They think I'm pretty, so that's all that matters. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, because I found it somewhat offensive that she stuck her bony old lady finger in his face. That's all I'm saying. What?
You're making fun of her looks again.
No, just her bony old finger. Bony old E.T. finger.
Yeah. Surprised it didn't light up at the end.
All right.
You better show our respect to your betters, honey.
She definitely wasn't saying, I'll be right here.
Ow. All right. Some people love me, and that's the important. The important thing is people that love me that will work for free. That's the important thing. Like Mike and Raleigh.
That liberal lady with the pop one and the fart jokes. Nobody, that's not her nose. That liberal lady's got her own CD now. That liberal lady's got a show that don't blow. We got to see those sexy liberals, disgusting teabag deliveries. We got to see how and John Bugle sang. We got to see that Stephanie. Look at that, look at that. Funny for nothing, funny for nothing, funny for nothing, and a bitch for free. Funny for nothing, funny for nothing, funny for nothing. Funny for nothing, and a bitch for free. Funny for nothing, funny for nothing, funny for nothing, and a bitch for free. Funny for nothing, funny for nothing, funny for nothing,
and a bitch for free. Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. Speaking of which, Judy DeNoto will be in with us tomorrow being funny for free.
That's right.
It's my favorite thing.
How about Mark Knopfler? Is he going to be funny for free?
Don't know. Mike and Raleigh, awesome. Thank you, honey. All right.
And thank you for everything you do, Mike and Raleigh.
Yes.
And Shano.
Yes.
And
yes,
Kenny
and
Pick.
Kenny Pick. And
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. All right. Yeah. Oh, I mentioned this earlier. You know how oftentimes I'm so good at teasing that I'll tease and I'll forget to say the
it?
Thing that I was... See? Keeps you wanting more, doesn't it? Keeps
sure.
you coming back. Wondering, you know, people just wait for that wire to connect again in my brain.
Yeah.
Remember what's... she just said the thing, we'll tell you who was behind that Planned Parenthood thing when
oh,
I come
yeah.
back?
Yeah, that was about 45 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, and it's, whoo, there goes the wires. They just, sometimes they it takes a certain time in the morning for the Chardonnay to drain, and then it's, oh, there we go.
Well, we only have about 2 minutes left in the segment, so you better tell us quickly.
Right, well, it's Ari Fleischer, okay?
So, oh, yeah.
There, so... yeah, I mean, you were saying this, that, mm-hmm. that Susan Coleman has, I think, damaged themselves, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
I mean, because you think, oh, who is behind this ham-handed thing? And you're like, oh, someone from the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Watch what you say.
Yeah, yeah. Ari Fleischer, former press secretary for George W. Bush and prominent right-wing pundit, was secretly involved in the Coleman Foundation's strategy regarding Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. Good job, Ari. Didn't bone that up at all, did you?
Yeah, he damaged Komen in the eyes of the right and the left now.
Nicely
yeah.
done.
Yes. It's hard to do that. It would take the level of incompetence that the Bush administration brought up
exactly.
in order to piss off the right and the left equally.
Should we have expected anything less?
No.
No.
Fleischer personally interviewed candidates for the position of senior VP for communications and external relations at Komen last December. According to a source with firsthand knowledge, Fleischer drilled prospective candidates during their interviews on how they would handle the controversy mm-hmm. about Komen's relationship with Planned Parenthood. So, yeah, I mean, exactly. You think, where do I remember that from, that kind of level of incompetence? Oh, I know. The George W. Bush administration. It's my favorite thing Paul Begala has ever said on this show. Is what? That Ari Fleischer needs to find a salad bar. I don't know. Just
oh.
Paul only Paul Begala can make a fat joke about Ari Fleischer. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Eric Bollert, our buddy, our pal from Media Matters for America, to co-host Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine, and I feel good. Hey!
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number, stephaniemiller.com. The website, sexyliberal.com. The Sexy Liberal website. Thank you, Philadelphia. We love you. Great time in Philadelphia Saturday night. Thanks to our friends of the band Betty, who rocked the place, opening for us, and Rude Pundit, who did panel with us. Oh, by the way, you know I normally fly either Screaming Baby Airlines.
Yes.
Or Overly Chatty Adult Airlines.
Yes.
Yesterday, I flew Overly Chatty Pilot Airlines.
Oh.
Have you had one of those, Jim?
Yeah.
That guy? That feels just way too much information.
So, I'll be flying at altitude 26,000 feet. That's assuming the number two engine doesn't explode, which is a distinct possibility, according to some of the readings I'm getting here in the cockpit. I wouldn't worry about it, though, because we've just ran out of oxygen, and you're all going to die slow as planned. Thank you for flying, Catastrophic Airlines, and...
Chatty Pilot Airlines.
Yeah.
Seriously? This guy right from the time we left. Gentlemen, they had a little trouble getting the, I don't even remember. And then I got to fool the fuel in, but that is a metered thing, so that's going to just go a little bit slower than we thought. We're number 8 for takeoff. And then he tells you the entire route. We'll be flying over, and then the whole whatever temperature in LA, what's happening, and then also we're flying, and then the entire route, and then the people on the right side of the plane will be going past the painted canyon, and then
people on the left side of the plane will be. And
I was trying to sleep off my
hangover.
Yes, and the speaker was like right above me, and I'm like, oh, shut up, I don't care. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're at 32,000 feet, and you could see that was a little choppy, so we're down at 30,000, and then we'll be, I'll be back up. I'm like, I don't care, I don't need to hold the whole conversation you had with air traffic control.
Currently at a compass heading at 010.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were going to be cutting across near Colorado, now we're going, I don't care, what, you're not a cab driver, I don't know which way, oh, really? You're going that
just
way?
Get
rush
there.
Hour? Just go!
We're going to cut across the park. And
cut across the park.
A what? You're going to have rush hour? You're going to go by Colorado? You moron. All right.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Anyway. Woo, it's a long flight home.
We're going to take
and
a
Chatty Pilot is worse
though.
Than Chatty because he has a microphone.
Yeah.
You know, at least
and a speaker.
Oh, yikes.
We're going to take a short trip down by the Cape of Good Hope. But...
Yeah.
It became a Paula Poundstone routine. People
plane,
on the left side of the plane.
Good look at the Andes. If you're on the right side, you're screwed because just a vast expanse of water and, into which we will be diving shortly.
That guy's lonely. I swear to God, I don't think he gets out of the house any more than I do. It's like we're the only people he had to talk
co-pilot
to ever.
The co-pilot just shot himself. He's like, shot!
Like an airplane.
Lincoln,
hanging
stop!
Himself.
Yeah.
Oh. Stop talking.
Pouring gasoline on
talk
himself.
Talk to the passengers. I can die. All right. Kids, it's my favorite time of the week. You know, Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollard.
Come on, baby.
Eric Bollard.
Let's dive into the right-wing world. I don't know what that means. Eric Bollard from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bollard.
Oops. I just did that, and for some reason we have no Eric Bollards. I don't know what happened there. Oops.
Wow, we didn't even look.
I didn't even look down. I just assumed he was. See, that's what happened when you take someone for granted in your life. You see what happens?
You send him into another dimension.
I just went through that whole thing, and no.
Computer says no.
My computer screen says no.
It's like that little girl in the Twilight Zone who slipped under the bed into a, you know.
Exactly.
Another dimension. And so,
exactly. Eric Bollard slipped under the bed into another dimension.
So they had to call a physicist who does house calls.
Hmm. What are we doing? What do we do now?
I don't know. Everybody just talk amongst themselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be doing the show for another several
hours. Let's go back to the chatty file. Oh, I know. I can stall by saying, thank you for all your help on my cat allergies. Which, they're going much better.
Good.
So, no cats in the bedroom. I have a cat gate that's working, because they're not scratching.
And they haven't figured out how to get over the cat gate?
No, it's tall cat gate.
All right.
They're not very athletic.
Yeah, because my cat's been known to climb the screen doors,
No, they haven't figured that out yet.
All right.
Yikes, I hope the radio's not at home. They might be hearing this. Anyway, my point is, we got, you know, pet dander spray, and I don't know, and I have an air cleaner coming, and,
Okay.
This one, though, let's see. Franz sent me this. Steph, from Tom Hartman, the cure for cat allergies is in any auto, in addition to all autoimmune conditions, is to get yourself infected with hookworm.
Oh, great.
I kid you not, it actually makes sense. Talk to Tom about it. Sincerely. I have to get an intestinal parasite for my cat allergies? Pardon me?
What is
hookworm? I mean, Tom Hartman is smart, but forgot who told him that. You know what? I bet you, what's his name? Stephen Hawking told him that as a prank, and then Tom repeated it.
You should get hookworm. That will cure all your allergies.
Yeah, those are the kind of pranks that smart people play on each other.
America's funniest liberal pranks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hardy, hardy, okay. Hardy, hard, har, har.
I'll get right on that. All right. Oh, look who's here. Oh, we already did the jingle. Okay. Yeah. Good morning, Eric Bollard.
Good morning.
I was late for my own show today, so I certainly can't fault you. I love your tweet about, oh, thank God, Neil Cavuto and guest explaining to sheep viewers how unemployment surging despite Obama administration efforts. Yeah. It's quite a dance they're doing, right?
Well, they've sort of settled into this talking point. It started on Friday, but now this morning they're pushing this whole nonsense that there's a million less people in the workforce. And Dana Loesch actually spun that misinformation on ABC this week. Media Matters looked into it, and people who know about economics as opposed to the folks at Fox News, it's not true, and this is their out. And actually this morning on Fox and Friends, they're talking about how the Obama administration is cooking the books on the unemployment numbers because they're just too good and they want them to go away, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you say, it's going to be a long year. Faced with good news about economy, Romney dissolves into incoherence.
Oh, no, things are worse, my friend.
That was a piece. Greg Sargent of the Washington Post did that. And then this morning, right, the ABC Washington Post poll, Obama at 50%. Remember, last year, all the pundits told us it's impossible for Obama to be reelected at under 50% when it's not, of course, because you put him up against some of these very lightweight contenders and he wins. But now he's at 50%, so that whole talking point is gone. And he beats Romney by 9 points in this head-to-head matchup. So,
yep.
I think Republicans are nervous, but I think the press is getting nervous that they're looking at best, you know, Clinton Dole rematch.
Yeah, I love even when you look at like FoxNews.com, they buried the jobs news in a small box with other economic headlines,
right.
And then the story had been moved, but it still was relegated to minor placement. Now runs as a borderline self parody with the titled "The Bad News Behind the January Jobs Report." Awesome.
They are committed. You have to admire them. It's not, you know, they're sticking to it, and it's going to be a long year, and God only knows what it's going to be like come summer and next fall.
Yeah, and you wrote a great piece about as conservatives fume over Trump endorsement, they can thank Fox News. Lots of conservative opinion makers expressed dismay at the sight of Mitt Romney appearing in Vegas to receive the endorsement of full-time birther Donald Trump. Livid GOP boosters denounced the move as unseemly, a fiasco that represents the biggest blunder of Romney's candidacy. They openly mocked the Republican for his moronic campaign maneuver. But as you say, the slings may be directed at Team Romney's way, but who's really to blame? Fox News, right? Who's, you know?
It was 12 months ago, almost exactly 11 months ago, that they decided, you know, that the cupboard was bare. They were running low on Obama derangement syndrome programming. And so they decided to basically team up with Donald Trump, a golf course owner, and elevate him into the very important Republican person and elevate this birther charade that he was pushing. So, you know, some conservatives last week were saying, who cares who Donald Trump, you know, endorses? This is a joke. Why is the press paying attention to him? They're paying attention to him because Fox News sponsored the Donald Trump rise of, you know, nonsense last year.
That's my favorite. I have to say that's my favorite description of him is, you know, birther golf course owner Donald Trump. He's nailed down the carnival barker with bad hair vote for Romney, yes.
And this was just, you know, the last example of how Fox News is destroying the Republican Party. They're making their, you know, the front runners stand on a stage in Las Vegas and glad hand Donald Trump, of all people. I mean, if it wasn't for Fox News, nobody on this planet would have cared who Donald Trump was going to endorse for president.
Even Mitt Romney, I think, had the slight decency to look somewhat uncomfortable and constipated.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't believe he was doing this, right?
It was a relatively short event. But still, I think the damage was done. I think conservatives realize the damage was done. They're blaming Romney. What are these people? They're crazy. You know, it's Roger Ailes. He gets credit or blame for this.
Yep. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing. Bill O'Reilly on the Susan Komen Planned Parenthood controversy.
You will see that breast cancer business of any kind is very low on the Planned Parenthood chart. It's very, very low. Very, very little is done. You can get some screening, but they refer you out most of the time. Their big business, Planned Parenthood, is abortion and lobbying for abortion. The largest part of their business, most 3% things that they get involved in concern abortion.
No,
the absolute truth is PP is in business for abortion, $300,000 a year, and they make tons of money from it.
How can he go on and lie like that uncontested?
I'm sorry, Jim, you were saying it's 3%, correct?
Yeah, that's most.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pie chart, which we have posted at Media Matters, 3% abortion services. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, this is just a lie.
390, what's the difference?
Yeah, right. I mean, this is the lie that they will tell as long as there's a Planned Parenthood around. You know, they claim it's in the abortion business. It's not. It's in the contraception business, which I think a lot of folks on Fox News hate, but this isn't 1956, so they can't really rail against contraception.
Yeah.
So they pretend, you know, they're in the abortion business, which they're not.
Yeah, well, a huge percentage, or three, as Bill O'Reilly says. Okay.
Yeah.
Eric Boehlert remains in the sidecar. We'll be right back with more Right Wing World as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation Instant Bitch?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Shannon and Joyzy was at the Philly show Saturday. Hey, Shannon.
Oh, it was so great. It was so great. But the past three times my husband and I have been to anything, a movie or something, we've been evacuated.
It's you. You
I think it's us.
You must be. You two must be so smoking hot. That's what
I guess. Right. Mm-hmm. I looked at him and I said, again?
It's you. Okay.
But then we got outside and my husband said, I think that's that guy you like. And I went, what guy? What guy? He said, that's John Fugelsang. And I went running up to him. I think I scared the bejeebers out of him.
That's what it was.
John Fugelsang. And he goes, yes, what?
Too many smoking hot sexy liberals in one place. All right.
My God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Thanks for coming.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Joyzy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eric Boehlert also in the house as we continue Right Wing World. Sandy Rios on Fox News on the Planned Parenthood.
They are being pressured in every way. We are witnessing an absolute shakedown of an organization that simply wants to save the lives of women through cancer research. And they've decided not to partner, they had, with Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. One organization is in the business of killing women. One organization is in the business of trying to save their lives. This is quintessential feminine confusion. This is the part of my gender I'm ashamed of.
What? Excuse me. Planned Parenthood is in the business of killing women? Is that what he says? Okay.
That was the most amazing quote of the week. And she's a Fox contributor, not just a guest.
Huh.
She's on the Fox payroll. And you really have to see the clip, and we have it at Media Matters. The contempt and disgust on her face is just amazing.
Can't you be sued for lying like that?
This is the right wing. And so when the Komen Foundation announced they were pulling the funds, right-wing media was ecstatic. Finally, we've been pressuring them for years. We won. Then there's a reversal 2 days later. And when they lose, suddenly the bullies become the crybabies. And suddenly they can't take a punch. And suddenly they reach for this hysterical kind of rhetoric that Planned Parenthood is in the business of killing women.
Its real name was Planned Murder.
I think it just really highlights that these are bullies, and they don't know how, and they can't take a punch.
Right.
Yep.
Bullies that turn into crybabies, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, here comes another one, Rush Limbaugh.
Susan G. Komen Bunch, the Race for the Cure one, they have caved big time to the feminazis at Planned Parenthood. It is stunning. Yesterday, everybody was holding firm. And today, Nancy Brinker, who runs the Susan Coleman, it was her sister, just a big-time cave. Big time. I mean, abortion is the sacrament to the religion of liberalism.
Wow.
Hyperbole much?
And National Review was talking about how there was gangsterism.
Yes.
In the light of, you know, this public advocacy. You know, when the right wing wins grassroots showdowns, it's democracy. And when the right wing loses grassroots showdowns, it's gangsterism and it's murder, actually. So it was telling. And it's also telling that they don't really win many of these grassroots debates in the public anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And no, I mean, it's just that's what happens. Like in Wisconsin, then they're all thugs. You know, the people who disagree with them, there's always thuggery involved, gangsterism of some sort. Yeah. All right, Charles Payne on Cavuto.
The very poor in this country do have a lot of programs, a lot of benefits. People aren't dying in America. You know, in fact, the very poor suffer from gout. In the 1920s and 30s, that was called the rich man's disease. But here's the thing. The very poor have also entered into this sort of Faustian deal where they've said, okay, you know what? If I can go to my mailbox twice a month and get paid the same amount of money that I would get paid at a low-paying job, then I'm not going to take it. In return, you can have my vote, but give me some political cover.
With gout. What?
Wow. So they should be happy for the gout. Yes.
It's so apparently a sign of their success, and it's a sign that they're, you know, living life of luxury. And again, this has been a Fox News talking point for a long time, but it's become up recently where the poor aren't really poor. They have cars, they have refrigerators, sure. And now they have gout.
Yeah.
Well, gout is caused by a poor diet. And, of course, we know that the cheapest food is the worst for us.
It's also genetic.
God. Here's your compassionate conservatives. Did you see Rick Santorum at that town hall with the sick kid and his mother? Saying, you know, don't whine about not being able to afford medicine because, you know, some people buy iPads.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why he doesn't want people to have iPads? Because they can Google Santorum.
Yeah.
But my point is. All right. Martha McCullum, Fox News.
Interesting moment there when you said, you know, sometimes in life you never know where you're going to find yourself. I never expected myself basically to be standing on a stage with Donald Trump and getting his endorsement, but he got it. And clearly anybody would want to have it. It's better than not having it, I guess.
Sure. Well, clearly.
Huge.
It's huge.
But it was funny. Neil Cavuto was one of the people on the right who was absolutely defending, Donald Trump last week. And at the end of his show, he gave this long ode to Donald Trump and how great he is. And this is the same day that Chris Wallace was on the radio saying, you know, Donald Trump, I mean, give me a break. The guy's kind of a joke. So there's a sort of Donald still has his fervent fans at Fox News, but more and more conservatives, as we talked about last week, looked at this and like, how is Donald Trump a player in our primary season?
Well, plus it was hilarious. All the
front runner on the stage with him.
Plus all the Mitt Romney bloggers had to take it all back because when they came out he was going to endorse Gingrich, they all just completely smeared him, and then it was like, erase. Okay, John Bolton with Megyn Kelly on Fox News.
The administration favors staying out of the conflict unless Iran directly hits U.S. interests. Would that be a realistic option for us if what is in essence a war breaks out between Iran and Israel?
Well, I don't think we will be able to stay out, and I don't think it's in our interest to stay out.
Zoinks, brought to you by by Sheldon Adelson.
Yikes. I think we should start World War III immediately.
Yikes, Eric.
They've been talking about Iran forever. I mean, is it even logical to think that, God forbid, there is sort of a war between Iran and Israel that the United States is just going to sort of like stand there and watch and say, oh, you two figure it out by yourselves? I mean, this notion that the United States wouldn't be involved, I mean, the fact that the conversation is even at that point. But, I mean, they love
Eric,
Iran over at Fox News. They've been talking about it for years.
I hear you. Out of time, Eric. Thanks so much. See you next week.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. Eric Bowler, 29 minutes after the hour of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
If you were any other woman on earth, I would be turned on right now.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Sahara in Ottawa. Hello, Sahara.
Hi, Stephanie.
Come on in.
Oh, it's my birthday today, and my boyfriend, who I love so much, had a big surprise to me. He gave me some tours to the Sexy Liberal Show in Minneapolis.
Oh,
he knows
yes.
How much. He knew how much I wanted to go so badly. And he actually first turned because he listens to the podcast, too. And he's like, oh, my gosh, you really want to go. So he surprised us the tickets, and I love him so much. I'm so happy.
Oh, yay, for May. May, and that's the Aisha Tyler
May
show. That's going to be
really?
A hot one.
Oh, great. Also, I'd love for Jim to sing happy birthday to me in Eric Cantor's bitch voice.
All right, Jim.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, even though I hate you because you're from Canada, the socialist hellhole. Happy birthday to you. I don't mean it, really.
There you go, Sierra. Happy birthday.
All
right. All right.
Yay, Sierra.
Julie writes, too, I have tickets to Sexy Liberal in Minneapolis, May 12th at the State Theater. Yay! I don't know how, Christy, nearly naked pictures of Aisha Tyler keep popping up on Sexy Liberal Facebook. Tickets flying out the door. Ka-ching, ka-ching for Mama. Oh, well. Don't know how that happens. Jenny in Michigan.
Roland. Hey, Steph and everybody. Love you. Come back to Detroit. Saw you when you were here.
Oh, thank you, babe.
Calling about gout. My husband suffers with it, and it's not from a poor diet per se. People who have gout lack an enzyme that breaks down certain kinds of proteins in their bodies, and that triggers uric acid production, which turns into little tiny crystals that lodges in your joint.
Yeah, right. Especially the big toe.
Yeah, and they've found out lately it's not just alcohol. He hasn't had a drink in 18 years, but he still has gout attacks. He doesn't eat meat. That causes it. I mean, on and on. But the interesting thing for all your listeners to know is that high fructose corn syrup now has been traced to be a trigger. So anybody who has gout, do not go near it. It's a vile, vile thing. And maybe that's what they're trying to get at when they say, oh, the poor people are now getting gout. Well, maybe because the food's poisoned.
Well, yeah.
Well, the high fructose corn syrup alone.
It's used in cheap food.
Right.
Exactly. Well, that's
true. It's used in all food, but it's mostly, it's predominantly found in cheap food.
My dad had it, and he made the mistake of taking aspirin to combat it, which is the worst thing you could do.
Horrors. But anyway, love you guys.
All right, love
you. To Detroit, please, I beg you.
Oh, thank you, honey. All right, love you. All right, so, the momentum is killing me.
So exciting.
As you were saying, I'm sorry. Romney had, about 50%? I think because it was 48 last night.
Right.
But 50%.
Number two with a bullet, my friend.
Yeah, he got 51% last time.
Oh, that's Santorum. Who's number two?
Newt Gingrich had 23%, Ron Paul 19%, Rick Santorum 11%. Oh, did you see? That was the breakup with Tiny Viral, and that was the saddest thing, the Sharon Angle endorsement Friday night. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see the picture?
No.
28 people.
Oh.
The big, Sharon Angle endorsement of Santorum.
Wow.
On Friday night, this is from the Las Vegas Sun, Friday night, Sharon Angle made her first public appearance on behalf of Rick Santorum since officially endorsing him for president. Headlining a solo rally at Santorum's headquarters, 28 people showed up. That's including her handlers, Santorum's local staff, and one attendee's two kids. Oh, frothy. Frothy's candidacy is melting by the radiator.
Yeah. In the greenhouse.
In the greenhouse.
That's how frothy.
Isn't there a radiator in the greenhouse?
No.
Isn't there a radiator song?
I thought it was Colonel Mustard in the pantry.
No. Oh, dear. The voter turnout, as you said, was not substantial. His total number of votes was barely 7,000 votes. I mean, it's really.
In the entire state of Nevada?
Yes.
Oof.
Oof. Entrance polls suggest that Romney benefited from the large number of Mormons in the state. The number roughly the same as in 2008, a little less. Romney won 95% of the Mormons in 2008. ABC News reporting.
Only 95% of the Mormons? Wow.
Yes. he won 4 years ago at 51%. This time, not quite that much. Or, in other words, a ginormous victory that's resulted in a huge tsunami of momentum. Okay.
This president began his presidency by apologizing for America. He should now be apologizing to America.
For increasing jobs.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Okay. Mary in San Francisco. Hi, Mayor.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Do you enjoy your book, Jim? My friend and I from work sent you the Tom Brokaw book.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's right.
That. Cool. We had an event with him, and he was late because of the game, and his Giants won, so then he was smug. No, but he was great, and we had a pretty packed crowd, and I thought, well, Jim's got to get one of these books.
Aww.
Anyway, so...
It was you had Tom Brokaw actually sign it for Jim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we had him back on January 22nd.
Does he know that Jim mocks him mercilessly?
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't get into details.
Yeah, okay. Best not to.
I don't think he would listen to the show, but, you know, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he knows he has an L problem.
I was just waiting for Romney's next tone-deaf remark, but when he made that remark cynically pitting the middle class against the poor, he describes the middle class as retirees on Social Security, people who can't find work, folks with college-bound kids. However, those groups are actually the poor.
Yeah.
Right. The ones he doesn't care about.
And Mary, don't you love how he accuses the president of playing class warfare, and then he says, I don't care about the poor, I don't care about the rich, I only care about the middle class. How is that not class warfare?
The funny part is, in his world, the middle class are people that make about a couple million a year.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, they, in their own minds, ratchet up what the middle class actually is. So what we think of as the middle class and what they think of as the middle class
are
two completely different things.
Mary, he thinks nearly $400,000 a year in speaking fees is nothing. Which
puts
him in the top 1% times, you know, 10, I think, right?
He just doesn't have any clue as to what the real middle class is. And fortunately, though, it doesn't work because realistic members of the so-called middle class realize how easily they could drop into poverty because we're all so close to it all the time if we're not actually in it.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So. Absolutely, honey. Yeah,
people's
mittens.
Pensions being eroded or eliminated completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America needs a president who can fix the economy because he understands the economy, and I do, and I will.
No, you don't.
No,
you ship jobs overseas.
$2 million is the middle class. You don't understand the economy.
See, that's what I think beyond all the, well, just his basic inauthenticity and unlikableness, I think, is his record. Is that's what he's going to run on. There's just no way to get around those numbers. 47th in job creation in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And, like you said, Jimmy, he killed jobs in Bain. He didn't create jobs. He killed jobs. He shipped jobs overseas.
Right.
I mean,
shuttle.
And, by the way,
down.
If some companies did create jobs, that was beside the point. The point was to make money for Bain.
That's right.
If some companies, you know, that wasn't their concern. Their concern was, you know, profits for Bain, and then if, you know, whatever.
Okay. And if it trickles down, fine.
Yes.
It didn't and won't.
Exactly. All right. Mitt again.
Not so fast, Mr. President. This is the 36th straight month with unemployment above the red line your own administration drew. Mm-hmm. The real unemployment rate is over 15%.
Wow.
Mr. President, America has also had enough of your kind of help.
Kill the poor!
What?
What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ball sack.
I'm sorry. I didn't think anyone was listening.
I mean, this is all you need to know. U.S. corporate tax rate plunges to a 40-year low of 12.1%. This is what people are talking about this year. This is the income inequality debate. This is the 99% movement. In recent decades, corporate tax revenue has plunged, falling from about 6% of gross domestic product in the 1950s to less than 2% today due to proliferation of corporate tax breaks and the use of offshore tax havens, Mitt. According to the CBO, in fact, corporate tax receipts as a share of corporate profits have hit their lowest point in 40 years. Total corporate federal taxes fell to 12.1% of profits earned from activities in the U.S. in fiscal 2011. That's the lowest since at least 1972 and well below the 25.6% companies paid on average between 1987
and 2008. That's
outrageous. I won't pay it. And here's the rub. Last year, real wages fell by 2%. Part of the analysts said part of the reason why business profits are so high is it's a zero-sum game, so labor is on the losing end of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not people's imagination that companies are getting richer and richer and richer, and, you know, the average worker is the one that's getting screwed. So, I mean, that's Mitt Romney is the face of the, you know,
that's right.
Their
yep.
side of this. And how do you, and that's the problem. How do you go, let's do that, but even more, and see, like Jim just said, trickle down. It didn't work. It's never worked. Mittens.
Well, this is not the first time you gave me your vote of confidence, and this time I'm going to take it to the White House.
No.
Don't think so.
Computer says no.
But nice try.
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich.
Oh, he's
Newt.
He was so sad.
Was he? Was he
whatever,
a sad little angry attack muffin?
Whatever hit that speech. It wasn't a concession. It wasn't.
I've lost a little bit, frankly.
Yeah.
I'm moving to the far side of the moon.
All right. That was funny Saturday Night Live, right?
Yes. They opened with Newt Gingrich's moon colony.
Yes. Yeah. May divorce be with you.
May divorce be with you.
Funny. All right. Let's go back with that. It's kind of crunchy. It's a little mushy and sad audio goodness.
Yeah.
From Newtie.
Bless his little angry heart.
Bless his heart. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Two sizes too small.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, more bad news for Mittens. The headline is Romney takes Nevada, but Obama takes the lead. New ABC News poll. is it Washington? But yeah, ABC News, yep. Washington Post poll points to President Obama leading, what do you call it, Romney? What is that, 51? Where did I get it? Here it is. 51.45%. Yep. I love they say the worst news for Romney is the more people know about him, the less they like him.
Yeah.
The more they get to know him. Oh, you just wait, Mittens. We're just getting warmed up.
Because even in states that he's winning both last time and this time, he's getting less votes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's almost as if they see through his BS now.
Exactly.
The American people are smarter than we thought.
It's possible that he's seeming even more inauthentic this time than last time with the Rom Boss.
I didn't think it was possible.
I didn't think it was possible to be any more awkward, and yet I am. And meanwhile, Newt
Frankly.
Says I'm in the GOP race to stay. He said, I'm a candidate for President of the United States. I will be a candidate for President of the United States. We will go on to Tampa. Newt.
And then on to the moon, frankly.
Newt, and then on to the moon, if that doesn't work, and I'll be president of the moon. He accused the Romney campaign of sowing rumors that he would drop out and accused his rival of being dishonest at the most. Yeah, he's loaded that liar cannon a bunch of times now. Woo-hoo!
You're a lying sack of crap.
You, sir, are a liar. Mm-hmm. Liar, liar, your pants are on fire!
Along with your magic underpants.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What?
They're fire resistant, my friends.
I love this story about reports that one of his chief financial backers, billionaire Sheldon Adelson, had met with Romney. Can you imagine Gingrich going, "You cheater! What? You're cheating on me! What?"
How dare you, frankly?
You, Nudie.
I'm not even sick in bed.
You traitorous whore, Sheldon. Gingrich said he understood that Adelson had said previously he would support Romney if Gingrich dropped out. If the choice was between Obama and Romney, Gingrich said Romney was the obvious choice. Yeah, can you see him? He's already tiptoeing back.
Yeah.
Well, of course, frankly, I'll endorse him as wrong as he is. He was like the worst, like backhanded, like, you know. Anyway, yeah, there was a big, I think it was in the New York Times, that Sheldon Adelson is saying he will basically, these billionaires will do anything to see Obama defeated. So, you know, he doesn't care. He'll give all his billions to Romney then.
Yeah.
If, you know.
They just hate it that they can't control Obama. Awesome.
Yeah. The Gingrich strategy, I guess he has one, it hinges on Super Tuesday on March 6th when the campaign will sweep south again through where all the hooting racist crackers that love him are, apparently. So some states there apparently look good for him. That's Newty's strategy.
Yeah.
Perfectly want to be president of the Confederacy.
Yeah. There's that. Okay. Newt Gingrich.
But as we go state to state to state, a pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, George Soros-approved candidate of the establishment probably is not going to do very well.
When did George Soros approve of Mitt Romney?
Really? Did that happen?
Or was he just...
Soros said there isn't much difference, he said, between Romney and Obama, is what he...
You're right.
I don't know what to say. Hey, that's all about. Maybe Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry can be president and vice president of N Hen Ranch. What about that?
There we go.
That would work.
Then they can just succeed even right from Texas.
Succeed. Succeeding is very different from seceding.
Well, he's not succeeding.
Exactly.
So he might as well succeed. Jeepers. Okay, Nudie.
I also believe that the vast majority of Republicans across the country are going to want an alternative to a Massachusetts moderate.
I also believe the moon is made of green cheese, and I'll prove it when I build my moon base. And I'm president of the far side of the moon, frankly.
He's just relentless, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just says it over and over again. Massachusetts moderate, frankly. Mm-hmm. Kenyan socialist. Those are your choices, unless you choose me, frankly.
Yeah, okay. He sounds like he's lost the will.
Who would stand president or... Yeah, or.
I don't care anymore, frankly. Okay.
It isn't good enough for the Republican Party to nominate Obama light.
Wow. He's got all the... He just snapped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Calista, you can tell she liked that one. Okay.
Yeah, her eyes got wide.
Ooh.
That's good. This is the state he won last time, and he won it this time. Our goal is to get to Super Tuesday, where we're in much more favorable territory.
Yeah, where it's, like I said, where the hooting crackers that seem to enjoy him live.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed the president is black, frankly?
Mm-hmm. Maybe when the Ozarks come out to vote in Missouri, sure. That they'll go for Gingrich. Maybe.
Okay.
I am a candidate for president of the United States. I will be a candidate for president of the United States.
There he is.
We will go to Tampa.
Yay! Newt. You could be president of Appalachia. No?
Did you love the way he said that? We will go to Tampa.
We'll go to Tampa. I don't know. Mm. Maybe. Well, maybe I'll go to Disney World. I don't know, frankly. I don't care anymore.
I like Angry Newt better. No. Come on, buck up, little...
Sad, dejected Newt is just pathetic.
Buck up, little fella.
George Soros, Massachusetts, Saul Alinsky, whatever.
You try doing these talking points 45 times.
There's a lot of enthusiasm.
Oh, Ron Paul. Here we go.
There's a lot of enthusiasm now for the cause of more freedom and less government, less war.
Yes.
He didn't mention turning back the clock on the civil rights movement.
Yes.
That little nugget.
I thought you were calling Ron Paul a little nugget.
Well, I could call him a little nugget.
He is a little nugget.
Yeah.
Ron Paul's hazy crystal ball coming off the back of the pack finish in Nevada Saturday night. Ron Paul said Sunday morning, it's hard to say exactly when he expects to score a victory in an upcoming caucus or primary. Of course, you set your target for victory, but you have to live within the real world.
Yeah.
And in your giant cartoon suit.
Yeah. Notice how we haven't heard from any of those Paul bots lately?
No.
Yeah. You know, the ones that insisted
that
he could win.
The one that called me a C-word 1,000 times because I said on CNN that he was unelectable?
Yeah.
Mm. He appears to be, at this point, what's the word I'm looking for, Chris?
Unelectable.
Yeah. Unelectable.
Tiny bit. Bit.
Yeah. Sure they made for some great radio for a little while, though.
Yeah. I've got the lunatic vote. It's all sewn up.
Yeah, normally I have to settle for you two calling me the C-word. Not nearly.
No, it's just me.
Entertaining.
Just me. No, Jim's never called you the C-word.
Well, in the thought bubble he has.
Oh, well.
I see it.
Everybody has. Oh. In the thought bubble.
All right. Oh, frothy, bringing up the rear. It is so sad. It was sad in Pennsylvania. I was in Philly Saturday night. You know, we had to have a little cuddle puddle because the Santorum bubble has burst.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, the smell of chocolate and despair.
Mm. Yeah. Yep, here he is. He's bringing up the rear now.
Mm.
As behind, it were, behind,
so to speak.
Yeah.
We are not going to win this election if these two guys, either of these
two
people, are
nominated. Right.
Let me assure you, we won't win.
All right. Well.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Wow. I can't. You know what's going to be the most as entertaining as it's been so far is when they all have to walk all this back and talk about how Mitt Romney is the best candidate ever in the history of
ever
everything. And you've always said so. Here's going to be the irony: is Romney's going to make everyone else look like the biggest flip flopper? So compared to them, he won't really be that bad.
Yeah. But you know
like,
what?
We've always said he's the best candidate for us.
We kind of. I mean, as Democrats, we kind of feel their pain because. The same thing kind of happened to us in 2008 during our primaries.
What do you mean? Oh, well.
Between Hillary and President Obama.
Yes, except we had, as I've said before, we had two spectacular candidates. That's why ours was competitive.
But they did.
Theirs is the most pathetic bunch ever.
But they did go after each other.
Oh, yeah.
And Hillary had to walk some of
that
back.
Yes, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz and I are best friends now.
I know you are.
And we were forced to go on CNN and disembowel each other in the primary.
And didn't you go up against Sean Astin, too, on some show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But
we're all best of friends now. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Check it out. Thank you, Philadelphia. Where's our rock star cheers? Thank you, Philadelphia. Sold out show at the Miriam Theater. The Rude Pundit, our friends Betty the Band, opened for us. It was a smoke alarm forced us to evacuate the theater a half hour.
Cool. That's not suspicious at all.
Wonder if that could have anything to do with some of the funds going to Planned Parenthood. Philadelphia. Oh, interesting. Funny that. Okay. Just add it to the list of sexy liberal conspiracies.
Well, you know, 99.9% of all their funds go to abortion.
That's
according
incorrect.
To Bill O'Reilly.
That's incorrect.
Well, it's a multiple of three.
Okay.
Close enough.
But Bill O'Reilly is a liar. A noted liar.
Just a preemptive sexy liberal strike made them back down.
Yep.
Yeah. Just saying. We gave to the recalls in Madison, marriage equality in New York. I'm just saying you should learn not to compete with me. Just saying. Tried to tell
you
y'all.
You should learn not to compete with me. I always win.
All right. So let's see. Oh, by the by, I know I won't mention it again. Phoenix sold out. I'm sorry. I know.
I can't wait to go to that one.
I know. February 25th. Yeah. March 3rd in Chicago, though, is going very, very quickly. It's going to be the Super Bowl of comedy. I'm telling you. It's right before Super Tuesday. It's Super Saturday.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour took the Windy City by storm in 2011.
Best in Chicago.
Because of overwhelming popular demand, your favorite progressive comedy trio is taking it back to Chicago. On March 3rd, at the height of the Republican primary season, insightful satirist John Fugelsang, mischievous heartthrob Hal Sparks, and the stunning seductress Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater.
Bring it!
Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com by calling Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000, and tickets can be purchased at the Chicago Theater box office. Join this record-breaking comedic revolution. It's your best remedy against right-wing distortions.
That's Chicago.
Second City, don't miss this second chance at sexy liberal splendor.
Yay! And then Albuquerque, March 31st.
Alba what?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
Josh, Bob. All right.
The Kerwood Derby. Aw, you're tired today.
I'm a Tywad.
Oh.
I'm really Tywad. Okay, well, because I told you, now I pray for Screaming Baby Airlines after Chatty Pilot Airlines.
Go.
Dear God in heaven, I was trying to sleep, and that pilot just would not shut up.
And furthermore, this aircraft was constructed in 1997 on the 47th day of work on the assembly line. There is a fire in the ladies' room.
I am not qualified to know at what altitude we should be flying or what route is best. I'm like, you're getting a cab from JFK. I'm like, I don't, okay. Go Nevada then, not Colorado. Who cares? Go!
Take the Van Wyck. I don't know.
Yes.
What? Hey,
take the Kennedy. I don't know.
We'll be cutting across the park. It is, in fact, the fastest way to get to Buenos Aires.
To Buenos Aires. At least it's only an hour flight to Phoenix, Stephanie.
Oh, exactly. Even if I have a chatty pilot, it can't be that long.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So anyway, I was playing Angry Birds.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, jeez. On a popsicle stick. Okay.
That's why God invented the Autopilot.
Okay. Yes. All right. Let's see. Fran in Phoenix, by the way, says, geesh, Mama, let me get this straight. You have two in the studio, Chris and Jim, two on the road, Hal and John, and two at the Miller Manor, Lisa and Bendy. Greedy much? On behalf of straights, gays, and everyone in between, learn to share your toys. Fran, get your own toys.
Yeah.
Lousy with boy toys. By the way, and all kinds of thank you very much for your cat allergy solutions, because I'm, as it turns out, highly allergic to cats.
Yet you live with two of them.
Yes, now I do. I'm in a biracial, because I have two white dogs and they're two black and white cats. And so I'm in a whole homosexual, biracial, interspecies.
Whatever.
You know, Flavenhaven.
Yeah, boy, that's a lasagna that'll make Tony Perkins just explode.
Woo, I tell you what.
Crap.
I can't believe those million moms haven't come after me yet.
I know.
Come on, million moms, bring it on. Ray from Waukegan, Illinois. Says, Mama, my sympathies to you and your cat allergy miseries. I, too, am violently allergic to the wee beasties, and yet I have five of them.
I
so
have
there's
five
a lot
also.
Of, yeah, there's a lot of crazy cat people in our audience, apparently, that have are allergic to cats, and yet somehow choose to...
Here, kitties.
This is me.
Here, Twilight. Here, Boxcar. Teddy, where's Mommy's little shoe face? Come, 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 Popcorn. That's right. Frisky time. Frisky. Oh, help Mommy.
Yeah, it was shoe face.
It was shoe face that did me in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fine up until shoe face.
Sure wasn't Boxcar?
No.
Popcorn?
Boxcar was I was getting close to an iron lung with Boxcar. But
popcorn?
Popcorn. Nope, it was shoe face. Okay, by the way, my husband and I are incredibly psyched for the Chicago show. We have balcony tickets, so please, when you're on stage, be sure to show the balcony every part of your anatomy that you exhibit to the first two rows. We'll both be wearing our glasses and armed with sketch pads. Make it worth our while coming downtown on the train. Ray, don't worry about it. Because I tweet a picture of my, you know...
Junk.
I don't have junk. As far as I know. All right.
Severely recessed junk.
All right. The JJ. Okay, let's... Hmm? What?
What?
All right, some people love me, like Mike and Raleigh, particularly when I say love, it means you must do things for me for free.
That liberal lady with the box wine and the fart jokes. Nobody, that's not her, knows. That liberal lady's got her own CD now. That liberal lady's got a show that don't blow. We got to see those sexy liberals. Disgusting tea bag delivery. We got to see how and John Pugel sang. We got to see that Stephanie. Look at that, look at that. Funny for nothing. Funny for nothing. Funny for nothing. And her bits for free. She gets her funny for nothing. Funny for nothing. Funny for nothing. And her bits for free. She gets her funny for nothing. Funny for nothing. Funny for nothing.
And we put a link to that.
Thank you, Mike.
If you want to play it for yourself, we put a link to it up on your Facebook page.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah, we did. We have physical CDs that we sold for the first time in Philly. And also, oh, you guys will love this story. Posters. What? The guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money. So not only did we have, like, we had to evacuate the theater. So it's a little stressful.
You had to take
backstage.
The merch with you?
No, he had me. I thought I was going to pass out from magic marker fumes because he had me sign like thousands of them. Okay, just keep signing.
All right, this is good.
He was in my dressing room just like pushing posters. Okay, keep signing. All right, we're evacuating. Don't no, we can't evacuate. Daddy has to make some
cramping.
Money. Keep signing. I know I have carpal tunnel. Please, can I go?
You're like in a Taiwanese sweatshop.
Yes. And I told you, I'm never going to be able to stop doing this tour. I'm going to be doing it with Hal and John Sons. It will be whatever happened to Baby Steffi.
Mm-hmm.
Going to roll me out on stage in a, you know, wheelchair. And your fathers didn't treat me this way.
Yeah. You're going to sing a decrepit version of I Wrote a Letter to Daddy. It's going to be, yes.
Yes. In fact, Mrs. Fugelsang was there with the Fugelsanglet. She's due very soon. He's having a quarterback, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since Los Angeles Sex-Mobile show.
Yeah, she looks gorgeous. And the Fugelsanglet is almost here. I mean, it's, you know, I'm just saying. All right. which, by the way, you remember the sexy liberal lore. I helped them conceive that by pressuring them while they were having sex in the bathroom at backstage in Chicago.
Right.
Chicago Theater. He claims that's not true, but... All right. Speaking
if it
of...
happened on the Stephanie Miller show, then you claim it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, did you say... how do you say her name? Supermodel Giselle
Bündchen.
Bündchen. Bündchen. With an umlaut.
Well, sure. Yeah, but sure. Americans say Bündchen.
She, did you see it? The Super Bowl gossip. So she blamed her husband's Tom Brady's receivers for the Super Bowl loss. And you know what? She's right. They did in the fourth quarter. They dropped a couple of really crucial ones. Just saying. She was standing at an elevator after the game with some of the other Patriot wives. She was videotaped over the taunts of heckling New York Giants fans, saying, I can't believe they dropped the ball so many times. My husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time. Which I think I'm just saying. I think she was right. I mean, Eli Manning was amazing. I'm just saying. But you know, for me, the most important part of the Super Bowl that made me feel better about myself is Madonna almost fell down. And that's exactly what happens when you go on tour at our age. She's a little bit older than I am, and I was like, is that part of the choreography, or did she almost fall?
She almost fell.
That's me trying to get back on stage after it's Sexy Liberal. I'm trying to climb over an amp or something. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
She still knows how to put on a hell of a show, though.
That was awesome.
That was spectacular.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying the I loved Like a Prayer the best, but I was saying, you know, the beginning was so go, go, raw America, and, you know, let's play some football, woo, America. And then the thing when it came up, world peace at the end, you could tell some people were like,
what?
What?
I thought it was America. Yeah. Doesn't that mean war, Pete? What?
What?
World, This is football. That's like gay and French, world peace.
And what was the end where she got sucked into the bowels of the earth?
Well, I know. I was nervous.
Like, whoa.
Because I thought she fell again. I was like, oh, whoa. Oh, no. That was quite a weird.
Yeah, I'm like, is it over?
I was like, ooh, I hope that's not a malfunction. It's, oh dear. Oh boy.
I hope they had padding down there for her.
I got to do that at Sexy Liberal now. That's how I want to make my exit now.
Shunk.
Just shunk.
Yeah, like a pneumatic tube. Like the drive through at the bank. Shunk.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. What an extravaganza we have tomorrow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Judy Tenuta.
Right.
Wow. Representative Adam Smith of Washington. And we're working on another guest.
Yes.
Hasn't been completely confirmed yet.
We tease. Okay. 1-800-STEP-12 the number. Evan in Maryland. Hey, Evan.
Oh, hey, Steph. I was in Philadelphia. Loved it.
Thank you, baby.
I called to say how Chris is so right, and I'm envious of Jim. Mm-hmm. And the people that need to know is that when you're in the second row of the Sexy Liberal Show, and you come to the second row to hug the people in the first row,
yes,
you put your spectacular side right in front of me.
Yeah.
My spectacular ass. Thank
you. It just turned me into the little drummer boy. I haven't played the bongos in years. It was so fun.
Did you play the bongos on her butt?
Yes. And I was going to bounce a dime off her, but I was afraid to take my eye out.
Awesome. Yeah, Evan, I hate to say you're not, you're kind of in a large club, because pretty much everyone has had my ass in their face at some point. But but you were special. You really were.
Yeah.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks for playing the bongos on my ass. Laura Ingraham doesn't get those calls. Okay.
You touched my ass. Nobody touches my ass.
Just the right cheek. Down to the right.
To the right. Nice. Yeah, to the left. To the right.
Yeah. Something tells me she's never satisfied.
All right, so as we were mentioning, some of the proceeds went to Planned Parenthood for the Sexy Liberal Show Philadelphia Saturday night. And so, by the way, to the million moms, wait a minute, that's not it. Hang on, there it is. Ha ha, you lost again. Yeah, I love this story written before. After its recent victory against Planned Parenthood and Susan Komen, 1 Million Moms, an offshoot of the American Family Association, has turned its sights on JCPenney. They object to the store because openly gay talk show host Ellen DeGeneres is the new spokesman. Well, ha-ha, JCPenney is not going to fire Ellen. Ha-ha. And Susan Komen reversed the decision. Ha-ha, neither. You lose again, moms. they demanded that JCPenney replace DeGeneres with someone, quote, who is neutral in the culture war. Meaning, I guess she's a homo gay warrior, and she's not neutral. So
she's a god warrior.
Yeah, oh god.
She's not much of a warrior. I mean, yeah, she does a whole lot for gay rights, but she's not like out there waving a flag and stuff.
I don't. I mentioned earlier, I don't understand the whole mission of the Million Moms, because you remember previously we called them when they were against sweaty balls.
Yes.
They were trying to get us to boycott Ben and Jerry's over sweaty balls ice cream.
They wouldn't take
and
your call.
And if you don't like lesbians or sweaty balls, what do you like? Seriously.
What do you do?
Isn't there something in there for somebody? Everybody?
I mean, heck, you don't even
lesbians,
like ice cream.
Sweaty ball, something. Yeah. Ice cream. Isn't there something for everybody in that? Who doesn't like either lesbians, ice cream, or sweaty balls? I mean, right?
Right. Maybe they didn't take your call because you had a little of the homo gay on you.
Maybe. I didn't say so in the message.
They could tell.
Really?
Yes. They could just tell.
They have a sixth sense about that.
Yeah.
This call feels gay. Something gay about this call. I can't put my finger on it, and I wouldn't want to.
Oh, dear. Here's a cautionary tale for me. Demi Moore, a party with Miley Cyrus before her hospitalization.
Oh, that.
See, this is what happens when you hang around with the youngsters.
Idea.
When you date people, you know, way too young, and you feel like you got to keep up with the youngsters, then that's going to be me. I'm going to be Madonna at the Super Bowl, falling, trying to... tottering around.
On heels that are clearly too high for you.
I'm already way too old to be doing this sexy liberal show.
Do they make Uggs with heels?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Demi attended the party with her 23-year-old daughter and her friends.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear. She's
like that enabler commercial.
Yeah, she's like the mom, the hip mom. Who played the hip mom? Amy Poehler tried to play the hip.
No.
I'm friends with my kids' mom.
Yeah.
And what movie was that?
I don't know.
Oh, dear. She is rumored to be suffering from substance abuse and anorexia, which, you were saying what the thing was a weird thing, actually, that she was rumored to be doing the...
Whippets.
What's a whippet?
Whippets.
Not a dog. I thought you meant the dog.
No, it's a canisters that you use to whip cream, and it has nitrous oxide in it.
Mm-hmm. What does that do for you?
It's laughing gas.
Oh.
Nitrous oxide is laughing gas. There's nitrous oxide in every can.
She has to be careful
of...
not to get any of the whipped cream on her because she's...
Well, I mean, you don't...
That there's calories.
You don't put cream in there.
You just
suck the nitrous oxide out of
air. Her. Okay.
And that's not air. It's nitrous oxide.
I don't get how much. Okay.
Clearly.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has visited the Taj Mahal and found it closed. Oh, Arnold.
Oh.
Wow.
That's like going to Wally World and it's closed for
exactly.
2 weeks for repairs.
Exactly. He went to Wally World.
Yes.
He went on the one day that it's closed for to tourists.
And I don't even like curry.
But I'm guessing that he will be back.
I'll be back.
I think he actually said that when he was
there.
Yeah,
he actually did. They asked if he would consider acting in Bollywood, and he said he would if it was the right script. He said, I'll be back. Oh, gosh, I can't get enough of the movie catchphrases.
Wow, Hindi with an Austrian accent.
I'll be back.
Interesting.
All right, 29 minutes after.
Sorry, folks, the Taj Mahal's closed. Moose should have told you.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's all anybody in my class is talking about.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller
provided the guidance I needed to avoid a life of responsibility.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Eric Burns, founder of Media Matters, live
yes.
in studio with us tomorrow in hour number 2.
Yes.
Judy Tenuta live in hour number 3. What a show.
It could happen.
Yes. Representative Adam Smith in hour 1. And perhaps even another surprise guest. In hour 1.
Hmm. Well,
okay.
Not a surprise guest. I mean, it's a regular guest.
All right. Well, we have to see if you can do it at that time.
Yes.
Just do it, Charlie Pierce. Okay.
Oh, come on. Please accommodate us.
Please. All right. We were talking about the Million Moms and Ellen DeGeneres. Did you know Michelle Obama was on her show, and Ellen challenged her to a how many push-ups?
Push-ups, yes.
Yeah, the million moms are going to have something to say about that. That's double gym teacher gay, right?
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
Anyway, Michelle Obama did 25.
Damn.
Girlfriend is fierce.
Girl got game.
She's got some guns on her is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. 25. I can do about three.
Yeah, I haven't attempted a pull-up since I was in grade school.
Yeah.
And
how'd you do, Husky Boy? At the what was it, the rope thing? How'd that go?
Oh, the rope thing, though.
Pull-up on the rope. I can't
pull-ups.
Do
pull-ups. No, I could never do. I haven't even attempted a pull-up since grade school, so I have no idea if I can do them now.
You've
tried.
Had some guns.
I felt like
I'm
just going to dislocate my shoulders. No, it's not happening.
I just hang there pathetically.
Yeah, that's what I did
I can
in grade
do it if
school.
Someone lifts me.
And meanwhile, the class was, you know, standing there pointing and laughing at me
because
I couldn't do it.
I do girl, and I have to do girl push-ups. I can't even do the regular kind.
On your
girl
knees?
Ones, and I just collapse into the box one after like three. Just, yeah. All right. By the way, today's episode of the most awkward man in the world, awkward. Mitt Romney. Did you see he got glitter bombed? Which we are against here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah,
it's
not
scary. You don't know what someone's throwing in your face.
Right.
You'd get in somebody's eye.
And you could have an eye problem.
Yes. He got glittered. It's just Mitt Romney's jokes.
No, they're not funny. They're not funny.
I don't.
A peanut was walking down the street and one was assaulted. Wait, I told it wrong. A man walks into a bar. Well, I would never do that.
See, right away he's Mormon, right. So that doesn't even... He doesn't even know any I walked into a bar jokes.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, so he was glitter bombed and he said he joked. They have to write jokes so you know that it was...
Quote, unquote.
He said, I've got glitter in my hair. But that's not all I've got in my hair. I glue it on every morning, whether it needs it or not.
Is that self-deprecating humor that he attempted there?
I don't really. He glues his hair on.
Okay.
That
poor man.
I glue my hair on one leg at a time, just like everyone else. Wait, I told
you
wrong.
See, that's the thing. You have to say whether you agree with all of President Obama's policies or not. Dude's funny.
He's funny. He's got a dry sense of humor. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see these debates. Seriously. Oy vey. President Obama says he deserves re-election. He did a pre-Super Bowl interview on NBC, saying his administration is creating more than 250,000 jobs a month. Hello, the most since 2005. A reversal from the 750,000 jobs the economy was losing 3 years ago.
Like I said, it's getting worse.
Can't say that enough. Yeah, that's been hilarious. Why Romney going out? Well, it certainly isn't. The private sector gets credit for that, not you, Mr. President. I don't. It has nothing to do with it. So how is he running for president that he's going to do something about it as president? But if the economy magically somehow gets better under Barack Obama, it has nothing to do with the president.
No.
Yeah.
Martians.
He was saying over the weekend that we gained jobs, but it could have been better.
Yes. Sure.
What?
We can do better, Mr. President.
Okay.
The president said American manufacturing still needs a boost. We've got to make sure we are pushing American energy, not just oil and gas, but clean energy. Also talking about his... homeowner plan.
I'm sending Congress a plan that will give every responsible homeowner the chance to save about $3,000 a year on their mortgages by refinancing at historically low rates. No more red tape, no more endless forms, and a small fee on the largest financial institutions will make sure it doesn't add a dime to the deficit.
You say that like it's a good thing.
Yes. And compare and contrast, you have Mitt Romney, who wants to hurry up the foreclosure crisis. Hurry up.
Yep. Yes.
Get those hobos out of their homes.
Right.
Get them out. Dirty little tramps. Get them out. It couldn't be starker this year that there he is. He's doing real things for real people. Mm-hmm. A lot of the real benefits of the health care plan are kicking in.
Yep.
And again, let's play compare and contrast. Did you see this? This is a party that used to claim the mantle of compassionate conservatism. So Rick Santorum tells sick kid not to complain about million-dollar drug costs because people pay $900 for iPads. And by the
Just
way, not that
die.
Kid. Not that kid. He was like hypothetically going, he was campaigning in Colorado. He told a sick child and his mother that they shouldn't complain about the exorbitant cost of his medication because some people spend $900 on iPads. What?
That's...
He appeared unmoved by the plight of the family, staunchly defending drug companies' right to charge whatever they want.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can't afford it, just go ahead and die.
Yeah, and there he is. I mean, this is who they are. They defend the drug companies. Drug companies should be able to charge whatever they want for any. And I think the mother was telling her that the actual cost of this drug would exceed $1 million a year that he needs to be on. Yeah, and that's
what's your point?
People buy iPads. What? What? I mean, that's
blame yourself.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, and I said earlier, I think the main reason he does not want people to have iPads because they can Google Centaur.
Sure, that's right.
I think that's the main thing. He's against people buying computers of any kind because it doesn't tend to end well for Frothy.
Poor Frothy.
Oh, poor Frothy.
As president, the first thing I'm going to do is be destroy the internet. Smash into a million pieces.
Bet you he
Shut
will.
Up.
It's just, is there a way? Can I shut down Google? Can I just...
Yeah,
can
he'll subpoena
he'll just,
Google.
Yeah, he'll subpoena Google.
First thing.
Bat Michelle Bachmann. Oh, I miss her already. She said the GOP primary race may end soon. She's refusing to endorse any of the four remaining competitors. Oh, no.
Yeah, that'll...
Suggested the contest may end soon. The money will be the factor that narrows the field.
What kind of money she gets from...
She said there's been an economic advantage. She wouldn't... She said that without identifying.
No.
Mitt. she said, well, you know, Ron Paul has said he'll go over the convention. Nuda said he will also. Rick Santorum said he will. But the practicality is money is a big part of it. It'll be up to the candidates whether they can pay.
Rick Perry said that he'd go all the way to convention, and so did Michelle Bachmann. So
yeah,
that means absolutely nothing.
They're all every single one of them.
Crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Yeah, the angry little attack muffin was sort of like a little deflated muffin. Like a little, you know, like a...
Yeah. Like that last brand muffin that nobody wants.
A deflated muffin. Right,
yeah.
The cake that falls,
yeah.
You know.
Souffle. He's like
in the Lucy episode. Oh.
Frankly, I give up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even care anymore.
Like that last little brand muffin in the basket that nobody wants.
Yeah, moon colony, whatever.
Oh, boy. It must have been that Donald Trump endorsement that really deflated
huge.
Him.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge. Why is he like that all the time? A major announcement. We'd have a major announcement. I mean, is he like that to live with? Honey, I've got a major announcement. I just took a huge dump, honey. Huge.
Huge.
You got to come in here and
huge.
See this. Huge.
It was a gold-plated dump.
It's gold-flaked.
I put it up on the internet.
I have an announcement. Oh,
next Obama's birth certificate if he ever reviews it.
He thinks everything he says is a major announcement. It's just, okay. Occupy.
I have a major announcement. I have a huge cold sore. Huge.
Oh.
Major announcement. When did I eat scrapple?
You.
Corn. All right. The Occupy DC camp raided by police over the weekend. Doesn't seem a little overkill on horseback, clad in riot gear, swept into the park. There's helicopters, you know.
Why don't just strafe, you know? What the?
Jim Ward was just being facetious. Don't do that.
No.
All right.
Please don't.
We're still representing, by the way. Oh, they want me to announce this, the second ever Stefan the Mooks meet and greet fans meet up this weekend in Washington, D.C., February 18th.
Okay.
Yeah. It's people just meeting to talk about us.
I'll put a link to that up on your Facebook page.
Sure.
How's that?
Sure.
Okay.
It's at Limerick Pub. Okay. In Wheaton, D.C., apparently. I don't know if that's where they like to. They just discuss all
is
things.
Is there a Wheaton Pub in Limerick?
I don't know. All right, let's go to, it's Art in Chicago. Hi, Art.
Hi, Art.
Hey, good morning. I just want to correct that. I don't remember his name, but the congressman that says the abortion clinic kills women, he's wrong. He's definitely wrong. The mother dies. A mother dies. Got it?
What are you talking about?
Thank
what?
You.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Art?
The mother dies when there's an abortion, not the woman.
The mother dies?
A mother dies.
Not if an abortion is done correctly.
Yeah. There's no mother.
If an abortion is done safely, the mother doesn't die.
Gotcha.
Oh, he got us.
I gotcha.
He got us again, dagnabbit.
Hello?
Art does not hang up the phone.
Oh, hi, Art.
Hi, Art. You're back. I miss you. Hi.
You called me back.
No.
Yes. Yes,
okay,
I cannot get
yes,
enough
we
of
did.
You.
We,
yes.
We love you, Art.
I love you, too.
You're used to that with chicks, right?
That's okay.
Chicks calling you back.
But see, a mother's gone when there's an abortion. That's
the mother's
bad.
Gone? How so?
Who's going to be the mother when there's an abortion? Excuse me?
What?
The mother
Art, you're
is
making
gone.
No sense today.
Well, he's wrong. He's definitely wrong.
Art, you're going to have to keep talking to us because I don't think you know how to hang up your rotary phone.
Oh, I don't.
You don't?
See, I'm stupid.
No, I didn't say
that. No, you just stupid. Didn't hang it up when you thought you did.
I'm a right winger. Well, I was a, I was. In fact, I belong to the union, but I was a.
The union
liberal.
Has done a lot for you.
I saw the light.
Okay.
The light hit me.
All right. Okay. All right. Try it again. Go ahead. Because you had, that was a really good exit line. You hung up and you got us and it was a zinger. Let's do it again. Just slam the phone.
No.
Slam the phone down.
No,
just,
I had enough.
All right. Okay. Goodbye.
I'm talking.
Okay. He's still in the joke.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's gone.
All right. He did it.
Trying to slam a cell phone?
Slammed a cell phone down.
He's one of those old people that thinks you need a dial tone first on a cell phone before you can dial.
Hello.
Hello.
Gotcha.
Richmond 9. I like Richmond 9.
Oh, please. Pennsylvania 65,000.
Damn it. Where did Ernestine go? All right.
One ringy dingy.
Oh, my God.
I've had enough.
Boy,
if I had any idea how to hang up this phone,
I'm going to slam down
this phone
again.
Right
now.
Do you want to say that's my favorite art moment ever? Yeah, you called me back.
Why won't it hang up? It won't hang up. What the?
Called me back.
Gold darn thing.
Six can't get enough of me.
Wow.
I called him back.
Okay. That was surreal.
Oh, goodness. All right. 46 minutes after the hour.
You made no sense. He made no sense.
The mother guys. Think about that.
Was he getting metaphysical with us or something?
I don't know. That's the best chuckle of the business. Okay, 46.
Huh? What?
There you go. There you go. There you go. Good boy. Goodbye. 46.
BR 549. BR 549. Please connect.
46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Stephanie Miller.
You're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Thank you. I have an army of art translators. Thank you so much. Okay, David writes, he means the role of mother dies.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Chris in Yankton says, kids shouldn't play with metaphysics. Without adult supervision.
Right.
Okay. 1-800.
I was surprised his brain worked that way because he doesn't even know how to hang up a phone.
Yeah. Well, he's, I don't know whether that's left brain or right brain.
Sure, show you.
It's kind of like Einstein, he came up with a theory of relativity, but he didn't know how to tie his shoe, maybe. Okay.
All right. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2. Sue in Rockville, Maryland. Hi, Sue.
Hi there, guys. I got to tell you, I have to just whine. I'm so jealous of Art. It's just so not fair. I do research online, and I try to be funny, and I write down things so when I call you, it has meaning. And
yes.
By cracky, I will never be Art. I will never, ever be that funny.
Even just that irritating giggle alone, you're born with that.
I don't have the voice. I don't have the age. I'm just never, ever. I love you, Art. Just keep by cracking us.
Sue, you're going to get old, and you're going to get old and crotchety. Don't worry.
I'm crotchety already. I'm just going to
Hi, Cracky. All right. Cracky. Thanks, Sue. Yeah, somebody's saying, I don't know, it might be Phil Hendry. We don't really know.
Yeah, it could be.
Who can say? All right. Looky here. Well-known car thief, insurance defrauder, steroid user. Allegedly. Daryl Issa.
Some people say.
Yeah. Think Progress wrote a great piece, our friend Ian Milheiser, about this Fast and Furious thing. Because that's, by the way, right-wing callers. Something's bogus. We started getting those calls, right?
Right.
What about Fast and Furious? Yeah, you're covering that up, aren't you?
It's like, what? You mean the thing the Bush administration started?
Yeah, that Daryl Issa signed off on?
Yeah.
That thing?
Anyway,
gotcha.
And I remember thinking the first call, Chris, I was like, what the hell? What are they talking about?
No, it leads the newscast every hour on Fox News.
Of course
it does. They
get it from. Of course it does. Well, here are the fun facts for those of you like me that are going, what the hell, what is this about? Okay, Darrell Issa has convened the sixth hearing on one of the series of deeply misguided gun stings that began in 2006 under George W. Bush.
Right, yeah.
Issa, however, has shown little interest in actually getting to the bottom of how these ill-conceived operations, which eventually led to illegal guns being turned against federal agents, came about and what can be done to prevent similar errors from occurring. He's refused, for example, to call Bush-era Attorney General Michael Mukasey, who started it,
right,
to testify. It's obviously a witch hunt against Eric,
right,
Holder.
Absolutely.
Instead, he's relied on a series of increasingly paranoid and ridiculous conspiracy theories to try to lay the blame for these operations at Attorney General Eric Holder's feet. He touted the absurd notion last December that the Obama administration is somehow using the high-profile gun violence that occurred during this operation as part of an intentional campaign to discredit the Second Amendment.
Yep.
What?
See, Obama made George Bush do this so that he could later,
right,
you see. The claim appears to be that a series of botched gun stings that began during the Bush administration were actually part of a secret Obama plot to release guns,
right,
to Mexican drug lords so that those guns could then be used to kill federal agents, which would then cause a national uprising in support of gun control.
A secret Obama plot because he had so much power before he became president.
What?
But he also makes a good point, Ian Milhauser, that Eric Holder has a little more important friggin' things to do.
Yeah.
He said the real cost of the country when people like Isaac can turn a very real tragedy into embarrassing and time-consuming political theater, the American people deserve to have an attorney general who can focus on doing his job. There's kind of important stuff that the attorney general should be doing in terms of actually keeping us safe than having to parade in front of a car thief. Congressman Darrell Issa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. All right. Representative Mike, what's his name? Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? You usually put on my show prep R from where they're from.
Yeah.
Like, he's from Kansas. You put far from Coke.
Well, no.
As in, he's from Coke Brothers. Yeah. He's from Cokeville.
I think that was Think Progress that did that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote an op-ed in Politico accusing the Obama administration of harassing the co-owners of Coke Industries and Pompeo's greatest contributors, calling Charles and David Koch U.S. citizens, blah, blah, blah. He claimed the administration is taking a Nixonian approach to politics. And by the way, at a secret retreat in 2011, Charles Koch compared President Obama and the 2012 elections to Saddam Hussein and the Iraq War. He said, "We have Saddam Hussein. This is the mother of all wars we've got in the next 18 months for the life or death of this country." Yeah. These guys are prepared to spend any amount of money, these billionaires,
yeah,
to get... Sheldon Adelson doesn't care. Newt Gingrich, Mitt, whoever. It's all about getting rid of, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another good idea out of Arizona. Hard to keep track. There's so many.
No. Oh,
Arizona
this guy.
Republican lawmaker wants a state holiday to celebrate white people. Who traditionally been so downtrodden, as we know. Reacting to a Democratic colleague's apparently incendiary request to celebrate Latino American Day, State Representative Cecil Ash, what an ash, declared that he'd support the idea as long as there's a holiday for white people, too. He said, "I'm supportive of this proposition. I just want them to assure me when we do become the minority, you'll have a day for us." He told CBS5 when asked if he was serious about a Caucasian holiday, he offered an unequivocal yes.
Computer says yes.
Yes, indeed he do. Yes,
yeah,
I
every
am.
Every other holiday.
Every day, White People Day in Arizona?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That was the best observation we made today, is that the scene on the tarmac with President Obama, it was a scene from The Help.
Yep.
Can it still be nominated for an Academy Award?
It has been nominated.
Just saying.
Two of them.
Yeah. It's actually quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's another one. In 2010, Arizona launched an investigation into Bank of America, alleging the bank misled homeowners who were seeking mortgage modifications. Arizona's attorney general claims the Bank of America repeatedly has deceived borrowers looking to lower their monthly payments. Bank of America now fighting back by giving loan modification to borrowers who've made complaints. The catch is, in return for the modification, the borrower must agree to stay silent and expunge any previous criticism of the bank over his
or
her.
Wow. So basically clean your Twitter feed.
As you erase all the mean things you said about us on Twitter.
Oh boy.
Good luck. All right, big show tomorrow. Judy Tenuta live in studio. Eric Burns, founder of Media Matters, live in studio.
Yep.
Representative Adam Smith, much more. We will see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.